Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have somewhat of an idea. New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. They're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Coach Kafka, Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know like most of the install because Coach Dable came from Alabama and Coach Gaddis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
J.J. McCarthy, are you in?
Oh, no, I'm out. I'm way out on J.J. McCarthy.
Didn't you listen to how excellent he sounds in interviews?
Sounds great. I
hope all the names of the coaches, knew their background.
Yep.
You got Deontay Johnson over here who said he went to dinner with the head coach of the Panthers recently and didn't know he was the head coach.
That's a nice look. I guess you can get away with that when you already have a contract. You're already an established NFL player. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't need to know the hierarchy or even really who you are.
That had to feel good when you heard that at Deontay Johnson's press conference.
Yeah.
That he didn't know you were the head coach.
Who was that dude? Yeah. No, McCarthy, I hope the Patriots take him. And, you know, I hope I'm right that I'm out on him for good reason. I mean, who knows? He could be great. But the traits, I don't think, are great. And from the minute Harbaugh, you know, when the season ended and you started talking him up as he went to the Chargers leaving Michigan, I just thought coaches are just going to eat this guy up because he's yes sir, no sir, weight room. Like he's, you know, he just checks all the boxes for the guy you want to lead your team. But I'm not sure how good a thrower of the football he is.
Does that matter, though, anymore?
So I'd be a little worried.
Haven't you heard about the too high safety trend? Does it really matter if he can throw it far?
I need to draft a game manager at 3. Great. Good luck with that.
Game manager is harsh, but it is a little different now. Like, this is really a Bo Nix point, maybe. That Bo Nix threw just... He had the best completion percentage numbers because he was throwing screens all the time. Everything he was throwing at, I believe, 11 different schools in the course of his
17-year college career
was short. So... You know, Denver is the one team that everybody sort of likes for him, and you can imagine it. That point sort of fits with what
Drew Brees, yeah, Sean Payton, like that. Yeah, that maybe there's a fit there, and maybe that works. I don't know. I'm not crazy about him. Obviously Caleb Williams. I think that sounds like a great idea. I like Jaden Daniels a lot more than you do, and I like Penix. Of the quarterbacks, like the big six, I guess you include them all here. The other three, I'm not crazy about: May, Nix, nor McCarthy.
Call your shot, 803-0550. We'll be here all day. We'll talk to Ryan Fowler and Sal Capaccio throughout here, or not throughout, but in the course of the afternoon. I am for trading down out of the first round. Give me a third round pick to move down into the early second. Something like that, I think, is what would be best for the Bills. If you were asking me to predict what they'll do, it would not be that. But
I want to think that it's possible because I think these are sharp people, and I think that makes a ton of sense. We don't know if the Bills, like how they have tiered these receivers, if it's even only about receiver, which it probably isn't, but we don't know how they have tiered them and where they think the lines are and whether they think, like a lot of other people do, that once you get past Brian Thomas or A.D. Mitchell, whoever you want, that you get to a group of players that are really just, you know, pick your flavor.
Relatively interchangeable.
And that should be even, dare I say it, I don't want this to sound like, you know, an insult, but even Brandon Bean, because of all the trading up he's done, I put it that way, should accept that that's the move when you get to that point. If there's a standout defensive player where they think there is not a good option for them if they miss out on that player, then, well, that's when where we would end up in that scenario, where they would draft that edge rusher or draft that safety even, which I think is probably a long shot. But anyway, something like that could end up being what the Bills do if they think everybody from Worthy or McConkie down to Javon Baker is about the same value.
If they have similar grades on all those guys. Yeah, I mean, I think the scenario, I'm not against them doing that, by the way. I mean, I'm just not against them also being insane and trading a whole bunch of stuff to go up to the, you know, go up to nine with the Bears. The scenario, like, as you're watching this unfold, like, if for some reason the receivers, maybe the big three all go quickly, or Adunze comes out of the top 10, maybe that would be a good sign. For what you're talking about, is that if you get through, if Brian Thomas Jr. doesn't go in that middle section for whatever reason, the shoulder concern, yards per route run, or whatever it is, like if he starts dropping, and we're rolling through the middle here, and the sweet spot here with Indy, Seattle, Jacksonville, Cincinnati, like they're doing something else, and you're going to get to your pick, and maybe the fourth receiver is still there. I mean, it could happen. I think it's a long shot, but it could happen. Then maybe, like, you could just jump on Brian Thomas Jr. there and feel like you're getting great value, unless you're scared of him, too, for any of the reasons I just mentioned. Then I think it's time to get out of there. Then I think it's absolute, because, A, you're not already to receiver seven where you're sitting. So the scenario I described where that run early Friday happens maybe doesn't hurt you, especially if you trade back into the middle of that chunk somewhere in the high second round, ideally, and you're set up there then and you get paid for that. That's a scenario where I could see that happen. It might require you to pass on Brian Thomas Jr., but again, I can't tell you whether they like him or not. You know, he might not be their cup of tea at all for any number of reasons. But that's where you need, I think, where getting out of there starts to have merit if there, you know, there just hasn't been that many of those guys picked, and you're going to have a good shot at a guy if you wait until Friday. But I think, and I know the same logic could work if already six guys are gone by the time you're picking. But man, I'll get nervous then, because I'm going to get out of there and I'm going to leave Baltimore and I'm going to leave the Chiefs. I'm going to leave the 49ers and I'm going to leave anyone else behind me in round two that wants to come up and grab one. And I could be in tough by the time I get around to picking on Friday, if I'm, you know, really looking to fill a hole at receiver.
How badly is the fire going to rage if the Bills do take a non-receiver at 28. Does it matter if Thomas is available or Mitchell is? Does it matter if a certain guy is available? Like, I think for me, trading out of the first round and adding a day two pick is the best. Staying where they are and picking one of these good wide receivers to me is not like a big problem. I just don't think it's optimal. Trading up, you know, maybe when they traded up a little bit for Kincaid, you didn't hear me freak out. Like, that's just not a huge risk or investment, you know, in that way. Huge loss in the trade market, anything like that. If they forego receiver, they don't add a day two pick by a trade, and they pick an edge rusher, what do we sound like? Is it really that bad if they do that? I mean, of course, the Bills will defend it. And you can look at Von Miller, and you can look at just, you know, their losses in free agency, and even interior defensive line, but I would, whatever, either one or the other. There would be an argument for it.
I don't think anyone's going to really want to hear it. there will be an argument for it. Sure. And like, you know, I can sit here and nod. I know. There's been so much poured into this. I mean, you know, we're some part responsible for that. I mean, we're talking about receivers every day here, like almost every segment of every show.
There are t-shirts
for months on end. So, you know, yeah, right. So, I think it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot if they were to do that. You know, it's not to say it can't work, but you're in that scenario, right? I'm not trading down. I'm picking, you know, the corner / safety from Iowa or something if he falls all the way down there, or an edge guy, like you're saying. Okay. Now I don't have another pick until 60, and that sweet spot in round 2 is going to be gone by the time I'm back at 60. Man, that could get really dicey. I think I'll be unnerved by it. I would say that much. I don't know, you know, it might depend on what the reaction is like. I mean, I don't know that I'll need to be starting fires. I think the fire will just be burning when we go on the air at 3:00. If they draft Chop Robinson and don't pick again till 60, it'll be like, what are we doing with Josh Allen's prime? And I think that it will have a lot of merit. To me, that'll be a fair question.
I agree. I wonder what the head coach thinks. Is you think he's fully on board with replacing Stephon Diggs and Davis at this moment? Like how much urgency does McDermott feel for receiver? I can imagine being at this point, even though he's passed on other guys for some of these same defensive players we're talking about in the past. And you know, last year was pass catcher, but the obvious departures, the importance of those players. I don't know the answer to that. You and I battle a little bit on what we think, where we think McDermott is philosophically. Of course, whoever they pick, he will say that he was fully on board with it. You know, so we'll never know. But that's part of the reason I have this bet with you that they go defense first. Like maybe it's his turn a little bit after Kincaid. Whether the Diggs trade changed that, we also don't know that answer.
I think the Diggs trade should have changed it. If McDermott was not of the mind to you know pay much heed to the wide receiver train before the Diggs trade, that to me would have to be like, I better get a ticket for the wide receiver train. We need guys, plural, and certainly at least a guy, because we're you know, they're in tough.
We'll look for your calls again after a break. Ryan Fowler, Sal Capaccio still to come today. The draft starts tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here with you on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.